Jeff Golub rose to fame playing guitar with Rod Stewart and Billy Squire. As a band leader, he's recorded 9 solo albums and toured regularly across the globe. Keeping up a successful career and raising a family is an ongoing balancing act. But now, after 30 years in the business, Jeff is facing his biggest challenge of all, blindness. Jeff says he was diagnosed with a collapse of the optic nerve, but was told that his chances of going totally blind were low.
I lost sight in my right eye, and I thought, okay, a lot of people get along without sight in one eye. I can deal with this. I wasn't even telling people. I just, you know, wouldn't see out of my right eye. And then just in the beginning of July, the end of June, my left eye started to go. And I realized I better start telling people about this, 'cause I'm going to be bumping into things and stuff. there isn't any hiding the fact anymore. The doctor said 10 to 15% of people who have one eye optic nerve collapse will have the other eye follow suit. I thought I was luckier than that, but apparently not.
Jeff and his band pushed on with the release of The Three Kings, a tribute to his blues guitar heroes, Albert, Freddie, and B.B. King. The album features piano great Henry Butler, who coincidentally became blind at birth, as well as vocalist and drummer Josh Dion, and fellow guitarists Sonny Landreth and Robin Ford. Jeff says the songs, from Let the Good Times Roll to The Thrill Is Gone, were chosen with The Three Kings in mind.
It was really easy coming up with the material, and it was easy to come up with the arrangements. We all, you know, everybody pitched in, and we just all did it. Everybody played great, and everybody had a good time, and it is the music that inspired me to play.
Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live once, and when you're dead, you're done. And let the good time roll.
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 I don't care if you're young or old.
It is a labor of love, and it's great to have it out there. And I mean, there's been so many great blues musicians throughout history that have been blind. You know what? The extent I'll go to sell a few more records is pretty amazing. Anyway, it's great that it's out there. It's great that promoters have not been shying away. You know, nobody's looking at this as a disability.
Jeff recently performed at an all-star benefit concert called Friends of Jeff Golub to help raise funds for his medical expenses. He says despite his condition, he intends to continue living life to its fullest.
Part of it is that that I've got kids. I have an 8-year-old son and a 10-year-old son. You know, I can't really let my guard down. I mean, they need to see, you know, strength coming from me. You know, they don't need to see me canceling gigs and wallowing in self-pity. They need to see, you know, their dad.
From The Three Kings, the Jeff Golub Band plays the Memphis Slim classic, Every Day I Have the Blues. I'm Doug Levine.